This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always have fun with you guys. Look, I head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the only guy that's out there helping us out, giving us an opportunity to get money, to make money, and for you to save money at the same time. Figure that out. That doesn't happen that often now, does it? So here's the deal. If you go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com and you use promo code Joe on the way out, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Christmas is around the corner. Wake up. And I got to tell some of you guys, we've been doing this forever. And some of you are like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to use the promo code. So what? You forgot? You that rich? If you're that rich, you got that extra money, send it to me. I can find plenty of things to do with it. So, promo code Joe, on the way out, MyPillow.com, you'll save 30 to 70%, and I'm telling you what, they got slippers, they got pillows, they got pillowcases, sheets, blank, I mean, anything you can think of. Do not go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Do not buy the stuff that says made in China. They don't like you. So why do it? I don't get it. You people confuse me sometimes. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me. If you need to send me an email, send it to Joe at TheRealSide.com, Joe at TheRealSide.com. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I will say she, thank God she's not a woke woman. It'd be making me nuts, but how you doing? We okay?
I'm fine, but I was just listening to your plug about Mike Lindell, who is a guy who I'm just so grateful for. I don't know what the outcome is going to be for him, but he is plugging away. He has an amazing story, and he's really trying to help us, as opposed to many people who are just sitting around watching. And this guy puts his money where his mouth is, and he's just an amazing man. He's an example to me of what a man similar like you. You have something that you believe in. You're putting your money where your mouth is. You're taking risks, and you're going for it. And that's what I appreciate about him.
Do you ever notice that the people on the right that are truly convicted in what they believe is right for this country, not for themselves, but for this country,
end up losing
financially, end up getting, you know, and having to work harder to make things, you know, Trump lost billions of dollars, Mike Lindell, hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, you look at people all over the place that go through this stuff, but on the left, how do they keep getting richer? If they're truly standing up for
evil. People. And if we don't understand that, I don't know that you're ever going to. Listen, I lost. Every time I go to the bank, I go, I lost. I should, you know, it would have been a different life had I not come out as a conservative in Hollywood.
Right.
It would have been a totally different. I could have made so many different decisions in Hollywood that would make my today look completely different than it does. you do what you got to do.
Yep.
You know, or you do what you feel like you're led to do. And pray on it, and you just keep going, and you just suffer the consequences. I mean, you can read characters in the Bible. Crap didn't work out so good for a lot of the good doers.
Nope.
You know?
You know the story where the king said, when you hear the sound of the lyre, then you were supposed to worship the king, right? Drop to your knees. And the boys said, hey, we ain't doing this. You know? And they were willing to, whatever it took, they were willing to do to make sure they didn't bow to knee to anybody but one. Which I find really interesting because I, here we go, I'm going to start World War VII. I've talked to a lot of my friends, quote unquote Christian friends. We were talking about the bowing of the knee, and I said, we bow our knee to one and only one. Well, bowing the knee means a whole bunch of things. I said, no, it's subservient. It's you are bowing to that person's power and authority, and we only bow to one. And and I'll tell you, they were from one particular political party, all right, almost all of them, but all of them were Christians, and all of them were telling me that we couldn't show our support for the black community without taking that knee. And I said, you're dead wrong. Actually, I think it's you're showing them disrespect by doing that. That's my personal
opinion.
Absolutely. Yep.
I don't need white guilt to help me. It's actually done me harm. But they're not willing. They're not. First of all, they're probably taking money from the government, which stops them from having any independent thought whatsoever. And listen, my old church, even out here in this community, is so woke that I had to leave. You know, it's just bad with the church. The church is really going. This may be end times for the church too.
So, I can tell you something. When you and I were talking about my old pastor, and
where
you could find, you found like 7,000 to 8,000 people in that church every Sunday, and he was very, and I mean very black and white about issues.
Very.
And he was talking just about this. He was talking about this. I don't know. I think I told you 25 years ago, forgot almost, and. He was talking about, all you black folks say you aren't racist, all you white folks aren't racist. He's talking, he says, well, you just wait till my black son takes your little white daughter home or out for a date. Let's see where you come to then. Let's see how you feel then. Let's see if you really aren't racist. And I say the same thing to those Dems who keep telling us how not racist and woke they are. What happens when my little black son takes your little black daughter or your little white daughter home? What then? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Okay. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win when you're part of the solution. Tony Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and the time we spend together and try to fix this stuff. I guess nobody's listening to us because, you know, if they would listen to us, we could fix it in moments. Anyway.
I wish I had the solution.
So I got to tell you something. And I know some people think I do this on purpose, but I don't, but I do enjoy it. So this week was a swearing in. When you win your election, even if you're already an incumbent, you have to get sworn in again. Because technically, you lose your seat on that day, you know, that it's all verified, and then the new winner takes the seat. So I lose my seat, then I gain it 30 seconds later. Anyway, so...
Sure.
I asked the family to come. I said, look, this is probably the last time I'm going to get sworn in. I'm not doing this again. I'm done. So bring the kids, bring the grandkids. Well, you know my grandkids. So bring the grandkids. So one of my granddaughters is hanging on Grumpy and just hanging there and sitting in his lap. And that person that just can't stand me, right, from the NAACP is staring at me. Like, what is he doing? Why is he allowing that to happen? What is he doing? And I'm going, in the back of my head, I'm saying, I'm just enjoying this. I'm enjoying the fact that she doesn't cuddle up next to me like that a lot because she's out and about most of the time. She's, you know, she's 11 years old now. You can't,
right?
So, but it was just so funny that woman, you know, the people of love, right? Love from hate, those people, right? Was actually irritated that my little granddaughter would be hanging on such a nasty racist like me.
These loving diversity, you know, promoting
that's
people.
Right.
Oh my gosh. She.
Well, I'm sorry. I just have too much fun with that. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say.
You can't say anything. It's just that they're not genuine. Not genuine. For somebody who wants us all to get along and wants us all, you know, to be loving towards each other and not bully each other, to see something like that and be upset about it.
You would think that would be their come to Jesus moment. But instead, it probably made her angry. She, like you said, she thought that you were up to something, that you had staged this somehow. You can't fix evil.
No.
You can't.
No, and if you know my granddaughter, I could have never staged that. She's too expensive for me.
That's
oh, yeah, I do that. $50.
Yeah, well, and then on the flip side of that coin is if I brought my family in who was all different colors, okay, they would say I'm a sellout.
I know. That's a great point. You just can't
win.
You can't win. But they're so confused about what they believe to be truth, they can't even, they don't even see it when it's right in front of them.
But here's the thing is what you just said. They're not about truth. They're about their truth.
Yep.
So truth, when you look at you with your granddaughter and you're bonding, you're having a great time and it's a loving thing, the truth of that is race doesn't matter. Race transcends. There's all kinds of real truths. God says we're all the same in his eyes. Yep. That's the truth. That ain't their truth. And if it doesn't match up with their truth, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's so in their face. And you and I have talked about this. They can't even see it. It's so right there.
Sadly, you know what? I've been called a seed layer. There, you know, you can't, like, I don't know baseball terms or football terms or any of that, but you can't bat 1,000 right off the bat. But you do something, and then hopefully something else happens, and then something else happens, and then eventually these people will find God. They will find truth. They will find something. So maybe the people who were viewing you and your granddaughter, and maybe it struck a chord a little bit, and then maybe something else will happen, and then eventually these people will come to good. I don't think the majority of them will, because they are too entrenched in evil.
Yep.
And I don't think they can help it either, to be honest. I don't think people choose to be demonic.
Well, you choose to stay there. You know when.
Not if you don't know it's demonic.
Yeah, when you know these things aren't right. If you're out there spewing, it's wrong.
I had to cast out demons from my mother. So these people don't know they're being used. I have leftist relatives. They don't know that they're being used. They actually think that quite the opposite.
They think we're brainwashed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because we believe in God, something you can't feel, see, or touch. There's something wrong with us. We shouldn't have guns or prominent places or prominent positions anywhere. They really believe that. You know?
They don't know that they're working, that they come in every day. Every time they wake up, they punch that time clock in for the devil. They do not know that.
No.
That's the only kind of sympathy that I can have for them is they, God forgive them for they don't know what they do.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
It's annoying as hell, but.
you're the fake forgiving one. I'm Peter. I'm going to cut the ears up.
I'm not saying I'm forgiving. I'm saying I understand that they don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
But will some of them get it? Will some of them get it? Yeah. Will the majority of them get it? I doubt it.
Well, I got a woke white woman thinks he got it. She put out a video up on TikTok with over 300 million views on it. She claims to kill all white people. What?
300 million? Are you serious?
It says 300 million views, saying you want white people dead. Using slurs against them is not racist because of white privilege. Now, she says that her name is Alyssa Rose, who goes by the Gray Witch. There you go. Posted her a hot take, adding that she's dripping with white privilege, and that wanting white people dead is not racist at all.
I thought that you were talking about something else when you mentioned her over the break. Do you have a clip of her or a video?
I'll play it during the break to make sure there's no nasty language in there. But,
okay. Because that's something. I never heard of this person. 300 million is huge.
Oh, God. And she looks like there's nothing behind the eyes. But anyway, come and see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House saying that it's prepared for the end of Title 42 authority at the U.S. southern border, although top staffers and the president have remained mum on details. Biden critics and many Republicans insist the already critical humanitarian crisis ongoing at the border will only get worse once Title 42 is lifted.
If the administration doesn't get its act together and take steps to close our border, especially if they go forward with Title 42, we could add another 5 million in the next year alone. alone. So this is a urgent crisis at our border.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton. The Biden administration also wants Congress to pass immigration reform. Grappling with winter weather still in upstate New York and in New England heading into the weekend. According to the National Weather Service, winter storm warnings for millions in the region likely to remain in place through the middle of the day Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
So far, this show has been off pretty slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, you know, in this hour. All right. I got to play this first. Then we'll bring on Sonia. And I don't even know what to say, but here we go.
If 5 POCs stand in the street and scream at the top of their lungs, I hate all white people. I want all white people to go die. Die, white devil, you cracker. That's still not racism. And I don't know why people don't get that, why white people are not comprehending that. That's discrimination. It's an action that's bred out of a prejudice, for sure. Justified, arguably. But screaming, white people should die in my face doesn't change my socioeconomic status. It doesn't change the fact that the criminal justice system was built to serve me and people who look like me. It doesn't change the fact that my skin color won't get me brutalized by the police. It doesn't change the fact that the entire country was built to cater to people who look like me. Screaming, I hate white people at me doesn't change the fact that I am dripping with white privilege. As long as I hold the power dynamic, I cannot be subject to racism. Hurt white feelings does not equal racism. This is not a conversation.
I mean, she sounds like a valley girl that's upset about somebody, you know, taking a parking space or something.
Oh, yeah. No, seriously. I can't believe that I'm white and I get away with everything.
I mean, how does this, you brought it up earlier, how does this help the black community? What does this do? If everything she says is true from a standpoint of, you know, because of your skin color, you've been brutalized, because how does this help?
Well, it doesn't, but I don't think she knows that it doesn't. If that's her cause, and I think that she thinks that that's her cause, is to help black people and to show that white people are like cream that rises to the top. She's certainly not the example of that. And she's... my bottom line... Just cut to the chase. She's a mediocre white chick who wants to get popular. She wants to be relevant. And she may honestly believe in the crap she's feeling, but her ideas help her get as many views as they they...
Yes, and I was corrected by Sonia. It's not 300 million, it's almost 300,000, and that's what I get for reading stuff cold, but go ahead.
And that's okay. That's a serious amount of viewers, but it ain't going to continue. I mean, she might wind up to be the white girl we all love to hate, but if that's what you think that you want to, you know, grab on to your success, that's cool. But she's not special enough for that. So I can't even imagine that even if she continued this message, she ain't interesting enough to do that. No, I'm just saying. As a person who programmed television, created shows, which is what I did, I'm looking at this very average girl going, you ain't saying nothing that's, you're saying something that's provocative on this video, but it's not going to sustain itself. I mean, we will love to hate you, but if you were more interesting, we would hang on to love to hate you. But you ain't that interesting.
Nope. So, no, you're exactly right. And so they think they are. They really believe they are.
Well, she's not. I mean, I would watch. Listen, there's people who say stuff that tick me off. But if they're interesting, I will watch them just because they have some sort of moxie. They have some sort of TV credibility. There's something about them. They have it. There's something. Even though it maybe ticks me off. I watch it for a little bit. It turns me off. Just like I'm pretty sure the left will watch a Milo, what's his name, Milo video, or a Michael Knowles video, or whatever. They got something that makes you watch it enough to be ticked off, because they have there's something about them. This girl ain't got nothing.
No,
That's all I got to say about her.
Matter of fact, if anything, I think she comes off more like a racist than she doesn't. You know, almost.
Well, she does.
She's trying to hide her own racism, right?
Well, of course, and that's okay. We'll watch a train wreck if it's interesting.
Yeah.
She ain't interesting. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm talking as a TV producer, and I'm talking as a message person from someone from the right. Her message is ridiculous. We've heard those messages before. But if they're coming from someone who's, I don't care that she's got 300,000, it's going to diminish. Mark my words. Let's keep watching her as weeks go on.
No, you can watch her.
Nobody's going to watch her. She's not interesting.
I know what you mean.
She's some average chick.
So here's something that should make you crazy, okay? Now, think about where we're going with this stuff. Think the left, again, are approving of, okay with, these drag queen school readings, and not even just bringing drag queens in. Now they're bringing the kids to events at stripper clubs. I mean, these kids should be taken away from those parents. Those parents should have some re-education in some way, shape, manner, or form. But, finally, some parents with some guts. Parents in Los Angeles County are furious after a school board president invited a student choir to perform at a gay party that included shirtless male elves, a dirty Santa Claus, and an open bar. No, can you imagine? I mean, I am the chairman of the mayor's prayer breakfast in this town. And I can't tell you, there was three or four times that I invited a local school choir, and the left lost their minds that the kids would have to be subjected to religious music.
Golly, I just, you know, and the reason I laugh so hard is that I used to write sketch comedy for television.
Okay.
This would have been the greatest sketch ever, because comedy has to be rooted in reality. It has to be rooted in what is true. So, yes, I can imagine this. Yes, it would be something that is so incredulous that it would be worthy of comedy. The sad thing is, it's real. I think these parents should be up on charges, yeah. But the left controls everything. I don't know what town or city or whatever this has happened in. But
why, for what reason would a grown man invite
you know why?
Children, right?
So, you know why?
So I'm going to give you a little spin here and let you run with this, too, right? This was an adult party, apparently, you know, obviously, at the man's private home.
Yes.
The kids were encouraged to take part of the food and festivities before they actually started singing, and the performance actually started an hour late because they were some of them were offered alcohol by the party guests and some other things. Put it that way.
This is sick on so many different levels.
Yeah, and nobody will call him to quit. You watch.
Of course not. We just talked about evil and how it's prevailing, and this is just the way it is, folks.
Yep.
This is what we're dealing with. They're not going to go to jail. These parents are grooming their children, and they don't.
You know,
there's some useful idiots who think that, well, we're not grooming, we're just like exposing. And but what scares me more is that this is the generation of children that we're going to have to deal with in our future. They're getting sex changed, gender changed, they're confused, they're being exposed to sex parties. This is the new generation. I am really worried about, you know, they're not being told that males are males, it's okay to feel like you are who you are. If you're a boy, you're a boy. They are changing with the vaxes, and this is when I get into my conspiratorial thing, and you could shut me off. But with the vaxes, they're squashing what's going on with our reproductive systems.
Yep.
We're in some really deep doo-doo here in terms of our next few generations.
All right, we're going to go for a break, take a quick drink, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes on the Joe Messina Show.
So weird.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
I was looking at, we're not going to do it right now, but I was looking at the string of successes that Biden claims was his, and I just have to laugh. You know, this cold fusion thing that they're talking about, the breakthrough in science, they've been working on this for decades. How in God's creation is he trying to take credit for it? Not only that, I'll go one step further, it's not there yet. They're talking about another 30, 35 years before it's even viable for them to make it happen. So, the test showed positive results. They're moving in the right direction. Looks like they're going to have success with it, but nothing for quite some time. And Joey B. is taking credit for it. Don't you love it? Sonya Smith joins me, as she does all every week. Always appreciate her time with me, and I love this stuff. This is great. You know, I was thinking during the break, Sonya, about this school board president who invited the choir, the male choir from the school, to his gay party at his personal home. Now, some people are saying, well, you know, we can't do anything about it because it's his own personal party. It's at his house. It has nothing to do with the school district. And he invited the choir. So I was thinking, can you imagine if somebody like me as president of the board had me one of the bachelor party type of things and invited the girls' choir from the school? You think it would go over the same way or what?
Well, it depends on how they're dressed. But because the
well, what if I wanted the choir to be shirtless? You know, like this.
Right, right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. if you wanted to give a hetero sexually charged like they would do, the table's already been set that if you did something like that, you would be a toxic male. It would be a hashtag Me Too. It would be women being they're being exposed in a way that makes them victims. So it doesn't work, and that's because the left has set up the whole narrative. Okay.
Yep.
But they haven't set up the narrative yet for a gay guy giving a gay choir, shirtless gay choir to children. They've set up the narrative of this is inclusive, this is open, this is loving, this is what we need to do. You know, it's sick.
It's one of the things I talked to you about a long time ago where I said, in California, it's on a national holiday. I better be careful. They'll turn it into one. But they celebrate Harvey Milk Day, right? This was
I could not believe that until you told me.
And, you know, here's a man who openly had sex with 16-year-old boys, and he's hailed as a hero. He should be in jail for pedophilia, right? For sexual assault on minors. But no. Now he's a hero. They actually have a day for him. Why? Because he was shot and killed in a supervisor's office in San Francisco. But it wasn't because he was gay. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all it was about. And this is how the left builds stories, makes up stories, spins lies to try to make it look like they're being inclusive. It's just amazing.
Well, but what I think is wonderful is that our side is starting to do documentaries, and I don't think they've done one on that, which I think as I'm listening to the way you describe that, and I didn't know, we're doing documentaries that I think will be helpful to truth. And again, I think truth is the most important thing. I think truth that has been the enemy. I think truth is the thing that's been, you know, the left has supplemented truth for my truth.
Oh, yeah.
And what you just described is my truth. But I think we're getting better at doing. I've been watching a lot of Fox Nation, and Tucker Carlson, bless his heart, has been doing a lot of mini documentaries that expose the truth. I've seen, you know, What is a Woman with Matt Walsh, and who I'm recently embarrassed to say.
Oh, you watched that one? Yeah.
Just, I'm embarrassed to say that I've just become a fan of, I didn't know of him. So I think that as long as we keep pushing forward with truth in an entertaining way, it really needs to be in an entertaining way.
Of course. Isn't that sad today, though? You can't sit back and do real documentary that has to have it has to be somehow kind of funny or cute or
whatever your style is. Dinesh is not my cup of tea, but his stuff is like sometimes number one on documentaries. So I think there's enough pie to do what we all do. I love documentaries, and I haven't put my hat in I haven't done one yet. But I think that if we keep telling the truth, because I love what you just said about Harvey Milk. I didn't know that story. I think if we told that story, that would be profound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what, you know, it could be a series of vignettes, if you would, on, you know, the short stories behind, because to your point, you can't keep people locked in for long periods of time. But you take the Harvey Milk and so many others are running down saying, well, here's what they've given him, this is what they, why they're holding him high esteem, but here's the man's life.
You gotta know how to tell a story. And I've seen many series. I've seen things that happen, like in Tucker's thing, he does things in two episodes or three episodes.
Yep.
You're locked in. And I, you know, would people watch that 3 years ago, 4 years ago? I don't know. But I think the more we do it, the more people are going to watch it. But
I hope you're right. I watched
have to keep doing it. instead of being kicked off on how they do it.
Who's that?
Instead of being kicked off about a Harvey Milk day, we need to keep doing our stories about the real Harvey Milk.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And all of them. Don't stop with him. There's so many others. Like Lyndon Johnson.
We never done those stories. We've let the left control the narrative.
Yes.
There are some people who are coming. Now, listen, I watched, I don't know that I should say this, but there are some, I won't specify. There are some that I've watched on our side that weren't very good. It's just weren't good. But I think we have to keep plugging away. And I saw Hunter Biden that I just, there's, these are compelling stories. We have, and even on the comedy side, there are so many things that we can do in terms of sketch comedy that are so fun.
Oh, you guys on Living Color and SNL would have had a field. Look, at the Cambridge Dictionary now has gone woke. The dictionary now has decided that a woman, according to its update, is an adult who lives and identifies as a female, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth.
That's hysterical as a sketch. And until, because I come from a comedy world, until you start making fun of that, thank goodness for the Babylon Bee. And look how they're getting attacked. But if you had 10 Babylon Bees, they can't stop you.
You see, you know how in definitions they give you examples, right? Here's some of the examples. She was the first trans woman elected to a national office. Mary is a woman who was assigned a male at birth. Now, if you read that in proper English, that means Mary was given to a man at birth, right? Assigned a man at birth.
Some
16-year-old must have wrote that.
Right. I don't even know what that means. It's so creepy. Right. But look at this guy who was assigned by the Biden administration to be the head of security.
Right.
Who was he was
in charge of where the nuclear waste went.
That's what it was. Exactly. Sorry, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what fun we could have with that if we actually had a venue for that? Not only his look, but what he did? That's a gift that keeps on giving. But yet we're too simple. We don't even go there. But until you start making fun of the left, they're not going to be ashamed of being a part of the left.
No, you have to. You've got to. Listen, you know my personal story on Facebook locally. They used to try to rip me up and make fun of me and do all this stuff. I pulled a Trump on them. I would throw it right back at them.
Yes, you have
and
to.
Then you step back and watch them start eating each other up. They forgot I was the guy that were throwing
exactly,
at them.
Exactly.
And I find that more rewarding than anything else.
They're not used to being targeted because we never did that to them before. We never did that. I did a show, and I think you guys went, called Ladies of the Right.
Yep.
And it was me and a woman who's a character actor from Hollywood. She's great. And
go quick. You got 20 seconds. Talk fast.
We did all these different characters, okay?
Yep.
And we wanted to do this to help politicians on the right with live shows. They loved the show. They were all afraid of it. They were all afraid of what would happen if they laughed at the left. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all deserve everything you get.
That's right. I'm not afraid of anybody, the right side or the left side. Anyway, Sonya Schmidt, thank you for being a good sport today.
I love it
when you're on with me. You can go eat now or you can go back to bed. Either one doesn't make a difference to me.
Thank you.
Don't receive your health. We'll be back in a few minutes.